The other trial you mentioned was the study looking at capecitabine versus AC and CMF. What do you think that study is going to show, assuming it gets done and we get enough events, et cetera?
Well, that study is actually accruing fairly well compared to the other study that isn't accruing quite as well. So it will get done. You know, initially, the capecitabine dose was a full dose, and there were two very early deaths in the study on the capecitabine, one that clearly looked like a DPD deficiency and the other that probably was, although a little bit longer until the symptoms developed. At that point, some safeguards were put in, and we were allowed to reduce the dose. And we have not had a problem with deaths or real serious issues subsequently. I don't know what it'll show. I mean, capecitabine is a single agent in the metastatic setting, is a great drug, so it could win. And in terms of the long-term toxicities, this is an older population, so I think the patients who receive the AC will have some cardiac toxicity and even potential leukemia that will show up during their lifetime. We're all living so long now that women who are 65 could have three decades still. So I don't know. I mean, the trial is designed to look at superiority of capecitabine, and it has a real chance of showing that, but the study will tell us.
Now, how many people have you put on that study yourself, roughly?
Personally, I've put on three or four.
And have any of them been randomized to capecitabine?
Yeah.